Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 41. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 65. Mainly sunny Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 63, 66 Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 32.
Mid-America Network News. The Senate took the first step to end the government shutdown yesterday after a group of moderate Democrats agreed to proceed without a guaranteed extension of health care subsidies, angering many in their caucus who say that Americans want them to continue the fight. In a test vote, the Senate voted 60-40 to move toward passing the compromise legislation. Kansas U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall voted with the majority. Two women were seriously injured after a vehicle hit a deer and rolled in Shawnee County. On Saturday, a 71-year-old woman was driving on I-70 and hit a deer, causing them to lose control and land in a ditch. The car rolled several times, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The driver and a 66-year-old woman were both seriously injured. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, the stadium lights heat up the night as Minnesota and Oregon battle it out on the gridiron at 8 p.m. Saturday is packed with a day full of college sports, including a Big 12 battle between UCF and Texas Tech at 2:30 and college hoops with BYU at UConn at 6. Then on Sunday, week 11 of the NFL puts the Packers against the Giants at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
50 unread messages.
Emergency.
I need $2,000.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Remember, stop, verify, report.
Sponsored by Kansas DCF and KDADS and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
An ongoing investigation for a suspect arrested on several sexual assault request charges is expected to have more details and offenses. According to the Salina Police Department, this past weekend, three girls under the age of 14 reported to their mother that they had been victimized by another household member. Lieutenant Andrew Ziegler stated that the Salina Police Department was contacted shortly after the report made to their mother. A preliminary arrest has been made. And arrested was Wade Hardesty, 31 years old. He was booked into the Saline County Jail on multiple charges. The city of Leon is helping teen drivers learn a valuable lesson while avoiding costly fines for speeding. Instead of dropping out of sports and having to get a job to pay for their ticket, Leon is offering an alternative. The teen can write an essay on the importance of traffic laws instead. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC-certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Bad news for farmers and those around the Mid-America region that have relied on the Farmer's Almanac for 208 years as the 208-year-old publication that farmers, gardeners, and others that try to predict the weather have relied on for guidance will be published for one final time. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, according to the Farmer's Almanac, they announced at the end of last week that their 2026 edition will be their last one for good, citing growing financial challenges of producing and distributing the book in today's, quote, chaotic media environment. The Maine-based publication, not only confused with the even older Old Farmer's Almanac in the neighboring New Hampshire state, was printed back in 1818 and for centuries has been using a secret formula based on sunspots, planetary positions, and lunar cycles to help generate long-ranged weather forecasts. Back in 2017, the Farmer's Almanac had reported circulation of near 2.1 million individuals in North America.
The holidays are here, and so are the savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We're grateful for you, Wichita, and to show our appreciation, we're rolling out the Rusty Eck Ford Relief Program. That means no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. That's right, no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. Whether it's hauling the kids, commuting to work, or hitting the open road, our team is here to help you find the perfect ride that fits your lifestyle with deals to make the season brighter. And when the holiday rush is over, we'll still be here with expert service, genuine Ford parts, and a team that treats you like family. With over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from, you'll find the right ride, the right deal, and the right time to buy. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita, you've supported us all year long, and now it's our turn to say thank you with these great deals. Celebrate the season with a new vehicle.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, not all offers can be combined. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. A delegation with the Modern Pioneer Women met with Washington County Commissioners last week and offered their support for a countywide ambulance service. Commissioners reported they have set money aside for the ambulance in the 2026 budget, and the group spoke about the fire and EMS building and how it could house full-time staff with the need for more updated equipment. Washington City Council recently voted to renew contract with the Sheriff's Office. Among discussion were concerns with the length of time it often takes to serve code violations in the city. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week discussed elements and sizing for an EMS facility in efforts to define a scope for the project for bidding. No decisions were made, as the conversation also included facility needs and upgrades required to bring the Nemahal County Community Building back into fully functional shape. Further discussion was held regarding an equipment and salt storage building for the Road and Bridge Department. A wide-ranging two-hour meeting in Wymore Thursday evening drew a large crowd at the American Legion as the prospect of a new practice gymnasium for the district was the focus of discussion, which drew many comments regarding funding and other issues. The plan is to fund through capital improvement monies available without going to voters for approval. Questions included location, current and projected enrollment numbers, and prospects for the future of a high school in Wymore and the elementary building in Blue Springs. Mill levy valuations, changes in state funding, and comparison with other districts came up. Among side conversations was the topic of an agency proposal, which went before the Wymore City Council last Wednesday evening, asking for zoning changes to allow use of the Hope Wymore facility as a state-funded residence for up to 50 girls ages 13 to 18 who are wards of the state. The council tabled a decision referring the matter to a task force for further consideration. School officials indicated they did not know how specifically such an enrollment increase could affect the district, which could come with outside funding for special needs. Residents were urged to follow the request closely as taxpayers. State Senator Myron Dorn addressed state funding mechanisms, noting that 38% of state funds are used for education. He spoke of the burden of property taxes in Nebraska and efforts to control the rates, which he termed are some of the highest in the country. Our public affairs program this weekend included Kansas Ag and Rural Leadership class members Jared Preble and Aubrey Schaefer. That group was in Marysville last week as part of a two-year curriculum that involves leadership training and visits multiple Kansas communities. If you missed the conversation, it's available as a podcast at our website, kndyradio.com.
It's a lesson I may be kind of new already, but it's really been confirmed throughout this is Kansas is filled with a lot of amazing people doing some pretty great stuff, diversity clear across the state from one end to the other. A great example, I just had a flat tire guy along the road stopped and helped. He had an impact and everything made that go a whole lot easier. So there's just great people that live around here, and that's a message we need to make sure we get to our younger generation and stuff. So they can stay around here and hang out with us.
I would advise that they do it. The people you meet, especially those in the class, kind of like Jared said, they're impressive. There's some really great leaders and change makers that we're meeting out there from all across the state. It's so easy to learn from them, and you gain so many connections, and connections we make are going to go long past the 2 years that we're putting into the program. So it's a really great program.
Roy W. Hartsook, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Private family service with burial at the Marysville City Cemetery. A visitation is planned Tuesday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Roy Hartsook. Karen R. Rettig, age 83, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Karen Rettig.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank. We deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This Veterans Day, our community comes together to honor those whose calling was to serve. Their courage, their sacrifice, and their dedication reminds us of the true meaning of service. Join us Tuesday, November 11th at 10 a.m. in the Marysville Junior Senior High School Activity Center for a special Veterans Day program, a heartfelt tribute to the men and women who have served our country.
We invite all veterans and their families to attend and be recognized for their service. And after the ceremony, veterans and their families are welcome to join us for a warm, delicious brunch, which is our way of saying thank you. Parking will be available. Additionally, we have a shuttle service from the Marysville Legion to the school. There will be departures at 9:15 and 9:30 a.m.
So come celebrate, remember, and honor those who answered the call, because their calling was to serve.
Our duty is to remember.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Warming up throughout Tuesday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Westerly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Then clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday as well with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Then clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Even warmer as we head into Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and more rain showers possible throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November, 57. Record high in the state, 79. The average low, 32, and the record low, 9 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:16. Sunrise in the morning, 7:07. We recorded an overnight low of 16 in Marysville.
Fresh, canned, or frozen? If that's your produce predicament, we have some help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 10th, the 314th day of the year. Actor Richard Burton was born on this day, and in 1969, Sesame Street debuted on PBS TV. For taste, texture, and nutrients, nothing beats vegetables fresh from the garden. But what's the best option during the winter months? Surprisingly, frozen or canned varieties come out ahead when compared to out-of-season produce at the supermarket. Here's why. Canned or frozen fruits and vegetables are usually processed within hours of being picked. Their so-called fresh counterparts often spend weeks in transport and on the shelf, losing nutrients all the while. But here's an important caveat. Packaged produce sometimes has added sodium, fat, or sugar. So keep an eye on those ingredient labels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs fell to the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, putting their overall record now for the season at 5-4 after losing 28-21. It was the Bills all the way, where the Chiefs tried to put 8 points on the board in the fourth quarter, but didn't quite make it at the end, putting 305 total yards on compared to the 404 by the Bills, having 16 first downs throughout the game and going 3-for-13 on third down efficiency. Patrick Mahomes ended up having one interception in the game and going 15-34 for 250 yards. Kareem Hunt and Rashee Rice both had a touchdown in the game. The loss keeps the Chiefs at the number three slot for the AFC West at 5-4. The Broncos right now are at number one at 8-2. Next week, Kansas City heads to Denver to take on the Broncos for a afternoon kickoff on Sunday at 3:30. In college football, the Kansas Jayhawks fell to Arizona 24-20 on Saturday. That puts the Jayhawks at 5-5 for their season in the middle of the Big 12 Conference. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday nights, the stadium lights heat up the night as Minnesota and Oregon battle it out on the gridiron at 8 p.m. Saturday is packed with a day full of college sports, including a Big 12 battle between UCF and Texas Tech at 2:30 and college hoops with BYU at UConn at 6. Then on Sunday, week 11 of the NFL puts the Packers against the Giants at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas State Wildcats football team is coming off their bye week this week with only a few weeks left of the regular season of 2025. And bad news for Kansas State Wildcat junior running back Dylan Edwards, who has been announced to be redshirted and will be remissing the remainder of the football season. KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas native from Derby, Kansas, they suffered an injury during their international trip to Dublin, Ireland, where they faced off against Iowa State. Since then, Edward has appeared in three more games throughout the season, including their games against Arizona, UCF, and Baylor, and is finishing the year with 205 rushing yards and two touchdowns. Edwards says he does plan to enter the NCAA transfer portal, but is sad to miss the rest of the season. After the bye week the Wildcats had this past weekend, they now head on the road against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That one coming up on this Saturday, with kickoff with an early game at 11 a.m. before heading on the road to number 17 Utah the following week, November 22nd. Right now, the Wildcats are at 4-5 in their overall record and 3-3 in conference play. Mid-American Network Sports.
Twin Valley dominated regional competition, 8-man Division II. Lynn ran over Lebo in our broadcast feature, 46-6. Hanover beat Burlingame 66-0. All those games called at halftime. Frankfort outlasted Marmaton Valley 84-74, setting up sectional play in 8-man Division II. Friday as Hanover hosts Lynn in our broadcast feature. Axtell is host to Frankfort. Centralia falls to Riverside in Class 1A, 41-26. Nemahal Central advances in Class 2A. They face Sabetha in the sectionals. In Class 3A, Rock Creek still alive versus Cheney. And in Class 4A, Wamego remains alive, hosting Augusta.
The Lynn Bulldogs defeated the Lebo Wolves 46-0 in regional action Friday night from Lynn. It was all Lynn in this one, leading 22-0 at half. and never turned away. Lynn scored on 6 of 8 offensive possessions. Lynn did start the night off with a fumble, but quickly turned it around as they forced Lebo into 3 fumbles, 1 interception, and 1 turnover on downs. As Lynn defense stood strong, but not allowed the Lebo Wolves into Lynn territory more than twice in a dominating 46-0 victory in regional playoffs, week number 10 of the high school football season. Unofficially, Grayson Oldie led the attack for the Lynn Bulldogs, four touchdowns on the ground, 1 through the air, as he clips the century mark on the ground on just 13 attempts, is 3 for 5 for 92 passing yards through the air. Lynn Bulldogs again defeat Lebo in dominating fashion in the regional playoff round, week number 10 from Lynn, 46-0, to move on to face off against Hanover in the sectional round game next Friday. The contest that will be live on FM 95.5. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I am Max Velasquez.
Celeriac, also known as celery root, resembles celery above ground, but the difference lies beneath the soil. It's easier to grow than its close relative celery and prized for its crisp celery-flavored root. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Peel the outer skin of celeriac prior to serving. Briefly soak in water with a bit of vinegar or lemon juice to prevent browning. Add it to soups and stews or eat it raw as a snack or grated on a salad. Balance its intense flavor by combining it with fruits and vegetables like apples, carrots, and beets. Grow celeriac in full to part sun and moist soil. It's ready to harvest in about 110 to 130 days, depending on the variety. Purchase transplants or start seeds indoors if your gardening season is short. Gardeners in Zone 7 in warmer areas can plant celeriac in summer for a winter or spring harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with poinsettia poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase poinsettia poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses How to Grow Anything instant video series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous and productive gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. These 4 in-depth How to Grow Anything courses cover container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and how to make trees and shrubs thrive. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
The infamous Dalton Gang robbed individuals and businesses in the Midwest during the early 1890s. But not all of the Dalton children had a life of crime. We take a unique visit to their sister's house and look at the role she may have played in the gang's work on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
As Mark Ferguson explains, on the surface, there really isn't anything unusual about this old Kansas farmstead.
It was Eva Dalton who lived in this home, her husband John Whipple, who Eva married out here in the year of 1887. He's the one who built this little horse ranch outside of Meade at that time period.
But what makes this home a bit more interesting is some of the folks in Eva's family.
Her brothers in 1887, two of them, Bob and Grant Dalton, were U.S. federal deputy marshals down in Indian Territory. Then in 1891, they decided they would want better money if we go rob trains. So they were pretty good at being train robbers since they knew both sides of the law.
Eva's brothers, for which the Dalton gang was named, were adept at hiding out and staying one step ahead of the law.
They wound up with a $5,000 reward on each one of those three brothers. Of course, that was a pretty good chunk of pocket change in those days. So there was a couple hundred U.S. deputy marshals chasing them all over Indian and Oklahoma territory trying to capture them for that reward.
Mark believes Eva's three brothers were guests here in Meade on several occasions.
We figure that they would, on occasion, maybe come way out here to Meade out of their territory. You know, this is a good 300 miles out here from Indian territory, depending on where they were at. Where better to go than where you're not known all that well?
There's a good reason to believe the gang hid out here because of something they later discovered on the farmstead. That story next time as we travel the countryside. At the Dalton Hideout in Meade, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Human athletes can have problems with joint and muscle pain, and so do athletic horses. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If you push your horse to the limits, watch out for hock lameness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's such a shame when a beautiful athletic horse is affected by hock lameness in his hind legs and then he can't run or jump anymore. This is a common malady in performance horses that push from their hind end, stressing the hock joints. Doug Novick specializes in horse veterinary care. He says the condition starts out with inflammation, then progresses to arthritis. The horse can end up with a joint fused together. Novick says you can prevent hock lameness by watching for subtle signs.
Jumping horses will sometimes either refuse to jump or even more subtly start jumping off to one side or the other. Occasionally you'll see back pain. Another common thing I hear is a horse starts out stiff and then warms up, so it takes a while to get them going where they used to just come out and be free-flowing. Horses won't go down hills, or when they go down hills, they start walking sideways.
If you notice your horse displaying any of these symptoms, there is a variation of treatment.
It can be anything from simply giving the horse rest and or giving the horse some pain medication. What I do very, very commonly is joint injections, putting medication directly into the hock joints that are affected, or you can try prophylactic treatment with systemic joint medications given either intravenously or intramuscularly.
The outcome might be better if there is only inflammation and not arthritis, and if it's early on in the disease, just one treatment might take care of it. However, most people continue to put the horse through the activity that caused the inflammation, so the horse will likely need periodic treatment. Learn more about hock lameness at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Albert Einstein is often credited with saying the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. When it comes to money, we often ignore the obvious symptoms that signal a need for change. Maybe you worry about your card being declined, or you cringe when the phone rings, fearing it's a bill collector. Perhaps you've paid a reconnect fee just to get your utilities back on, or you're fighting with your spouse about money. Maybe you regret not being as generous as your heart truly desires. If that's you, don't settle for the same cycle. With God's wisdom for stewardship, you can chart a new course, one marked by joy, peace, and generosity. You can start your journey today at faithfi.com. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
KNDY.
Buyers in Bangladesh commit to record high purchases of U.S. soybeans in the next year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In Bangladesh this last year, soybeans were the top ag import from the U.S., and this coming year, five major soy buyers in that South Asian country are pulling out the stops, $1.25 billion in volume. Kevin Ripke heads operations for the U.S. Soybean Export Council for the Middle East, North Africa, and South Asia.
The high water mark was actually set in 2020. Bangladesh imported just over $500 million worth of U.S. soybeans and soybean meal. So you can see going from $500 million to $1.25 billion is a significant increase and one that we're so happy and proud to represent and very happy for the farmers back in the United States.
Ripke quotes Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association, that the news is a major win for soybean farmers and a meaningful step in expanding reliable market access for U.S. agriculture.
For U.S. soybean farmers, this solidifies Bangladesh's market preference for U.S. soy. U.S. solar-dried soybeans continue to be the preferred choice using four Ds: lower damage, lower dryness, higher digestibility, and zero deforestation compared to other origins. And we're proud to represent this.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bull sale Wednesday, November 12th, starting 11 a.m., featuring fall calving cow-calf pairs, spring calving bred heifers, winter and spring calving cows, plus Klein Cattle Company will be selling 19 choice reputation 18 to 20-month-old Angus, Tim Angus, and Hereford bulls ready for heavy service. Also offered will be 26 choice black and black white face calf-fed vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 7.5 to 8.50. First and second calf heifers include over 310 big fancy black white face first calf heifers. They're bred to Cavanese bulls for mid-January through April calving. Pairs include 75 first and second calf pairs plus 175 cow pairs. All will be black, white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old with August to November calving. Bred cows include 300 black and red Angus cows. They're 3 years to older, including the dispersal of 100 big fancy red Angus cows. They're 5 years to older. For more information on this special cow sale, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Klein Cattle Company will feature a fall 2025 bull offering Wednesday, November 12th, held in conjunction with a special stock cow sale at Manhattan Commission Company, selling 19 Angus, Sim Angus, and Horned Hereford bulls. One 2-year-old Angus feature, three 20-month-old Angus,
11 20-month-old Sim Angus, 4 20-month-old Short Mark Horn Herefords. A big, powerful, athletic set of bulls in excellent condition for breeding cows. For the past 25 years, Klein Cattle Company program has been building upon proven foundation cow families to create sound, functional cattle with longevity and performance. Become a repeat customer. Go online at KleinCattleCompany.com or visit their page on Facebook. Call Lance Klein, 785-564-1744 for details. Fall bull offering Wednesday, November 12th, held in conjunction with a special stock cow sale at Manhattan Commission Company.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Across Kansas, farmers are swapping old habits of watering by instinct for smarter, data-driven decisions that boost profits and protect resources. Thanks to decades of research and technology, they now have powerful tools to take the guesswork out of irrigation. Every irrigation well in Kansas is metered and reported annually to the Division of Water Resources. Those records, stretching back many years, have created one of the most detailed water use databases in the nation. The Kansas Geological Survey manages that data, offering public tools like the Water Information Management and Analysis System and the Wizard Database. Together, these systems give farmers instant access to groundwater levels, usage trends, and aquifer conditions right from their computers or phones. The Kansas Water Office builds on that with easy-to-read dashboards and aquifer reports, showing long-term water availability and helping communities plan for the future. It's all part of a statewide effort to make water management a precise science rather than a guessing game. Farmers are also getting hands-on with programs like testing Ag Performance Solutions, known as TAPS. This initiative brings producers, researchers, and ag companies together to test different irrigation and nutrient strategies on real plots. The data collected, from yields to profits to water efficiency, is shared anonymously, giving all participants a chance to learn what truly works. As Kansas State irrigation specialists point out, water is the lifeblood of agriculture. By blending technology, research, and collaboration, Kansas farmers are showing how data can drive smarter decisions, conserve precious water, and keep farms thriving for generations to come. Other ag news, China is easing some trade barriers with the U.S., announcing it will suspend a 24% retaliatory tariff and cut additional duties of up to 15% on certain American farm goods starting today, November 10th, though a 10% base tax stays. The decision follows recent high-level talks between the two nations and has sparked modest Chinese purchases of U.S. wheat and sorghum.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When conditions get tough, the road to adventure doesn't have to end. Keep driving all year long on tires you can trust. Now through December 9th, get $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. For details, go online to MichelinMan.com or see Mike's OK Tire. Offer expires December 9th. See Mike's OK Tire today for this special offer.
As temperatures fall, the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning goes up on the farm. Know what the symptoms are and how to keep everyone safe on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Hey, Jim.
Bob.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. We looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland Seed.
anything but typical.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Doors and windows are usually shut when you're out in the shop or machine shed during cold weather. Without proper ventilation, there's a risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. The most common source is running tractors or vehicles inside. Gas-fired heaters and other equipment fueled by gas or oil can also lead to unsafe levels of exposure. Renee Anthony is the director of the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. She says even grain bins can harbor the colorless, odorless gas.
We had a fatality a few years back where there was some overheating during removal of, I think it was corn, and they had a small fire. They put some water into the bin, but it continued to smolder. So a smoldering fire is going to create carbon monoxide, and if it's in a contained space, there's no way to get that carbon monoxide out, so it tends to build up over time.
The initial symptoms of carbon monoxide exposure will make you feel like you're getting the flu.
So you get a little tired, a little headache, maybe a little lightheaded. As it progresses, as the concentration maybe increases and your level of carbon monoxide increases in your hemoglobin, then you can start really feeling dizzy. It may cause some feelings of nausea, and at some point, it may impair your ability to think straight.
You can avoid the danger with carbon monoxide detectors. Anthony says the best ones have a battery backup and display the concentration levels. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about carbon monoxide risks for farmers at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Across the state, growers are at varying levels of being done when it comes to corn and soybean harvest. However, there are still concerns that can be found in fields. K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre explains what he is encouraging people to watch for in their fields.
It's important to remember about soybean cyst nematode, right? It is the number one yield-limiting pathogen of soybeans, and it's distributed from several fields in the eastern and central part of Kansas. We're seeing high levels of it, especially in that central Kansas. We have identified in 64 counties, which is more than 85% of our state soybean production, where it's coming from, right? You know, soybean cyst nematode, as we know, it's a hard pathogen to identify in the field, right? Sometimes we don't even see it throughout the year, but our crop is between, let's say, 2 to 10 bushels lower than usual. Then that's why it's important for us to understand the prevalence and distribution of the soybean cyst nematode in your field.
He notes how tar spot can still be found and identified.
What are we scouting for is that black lesion. Looks like just a bug poop, but insect, but it doesn't rub off, right? It's across both sides of the leaves, and you can try to poke it around, and it's not going to rub off. You can always send me a picture, too, or a sample to the K-State Plant Diagnostic Lab. Work with your local K-State Extension agents, and they will make sure that you get a proper identification.
Onofre describes what other issues might be in the corn crop.
So we have three common ear rots that we see in Kansas, which is diplodia ear rot, Euryalia ear rot, and Aspergillus ear rot. Because it's being such a overall wet year, I don't expect that we'll see any Aspergillus being a problem. It's typically not a problem for us here in Kansas, but especially in a year like this. So diplodia ear rot and Euryalia ear rot, they're favorable by this more wet conditions, right? One thing to keep in mind is that diplodia rot does not produce mycotoxins. So properly identification is crucial for it, right? But Borrelia rot will produce mycotoxin, one that's called vomitoxin, and as well as Zane, as we call it, zearalenone toxin, and potentially other toxins too.
That was K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre discussing corn ear rots, tar spot, and soybean cyst nematodes. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Monday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, we are still seeing all green numbers across the board in the grains market, and they are steadily climbing. In the seeds market, the same story we've been seeing throughout most of the day, and that's all in the green, and those have started to climb deeper into the green. And for the livestock, the cattle keep climbing deep into the green, and the hogs have now turned things around, and they are deep in the green. In the corn market, December corn up 3.5 at 430 and 3 quarters. March up 3.25 at 445 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December up 8 cents at 527 and a quarter. March up 7.5 at 539 and a half. In the oats market, December oats up 5.5 at 297 and a quarter. March up 6 cents at 314 even. In the bean market, January beans up 12.5 at 1129 and a half. March up 12 and 3 quarters at 1138 and a half. Soybean meal for December up 250 at 319.60. January up 230 at 321.20. Soybean oil for December up 80 cents at 50.48. January up 79 cents at 50.77. In the cotton market, December cotton up 56 cents at 64.18. March up 58 cents at 65.72. Taking our first look at the currencies market in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for December slightly in the red, down a penny at 99.45. March down 8 cents at 99.05. The euro for December is slightly in the green, up to $1.15, and March is also slightly in the green at $1.16. The Japanese yen for December is slightly in the red, down to 65 cents. And the same story goes for the March, as it also is slightly in the red at 65 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and a lot of green throughout the trade day today, as the Dow jumps 250 points, the NASDAQ rebounds 2% with end to shutdown in sight. The Dow Jones up 270 at 47,257, the S&P 500 up 88 points at 6,817, and the NASDAQ keeps climbing up 467 at 23,471.
Fall into savings at Midwest Kia, where the deals are stacking up like autumn leaves. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models, plus up to $1,000 in bonus cash with Kia Motors Finance. Rake in even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia, with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. With qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount off MSRP. That's 0% financing, bonus cash, dealer discounts, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus. All on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end November 30th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K13443, 2025 Sorento, MSRP 40185. 4% dealer discount of $1,607. 0% APR up to 48 months plus $1,000 bonus cash with approved credit through Kia Motors Finance. $21 per month per $1,000 financed. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a week that saw the major averages battered, stocks have opened this week higher as an end to the federal shutdown appears imminent. The Dow this morning was up a fraction. The S&P had gained 0.75%. The NASDAQ 1.4%. Meanwhile, airline disruptions that have come with the shutdown continue to inconvenience the flying public. As of this morning, nearly 2,000 flights had been canceled, nearly 15,000 delayed. Some of the biggest grocers in the country are serving up lower costs for Thanksgiving meals. A closer look, though, shows that Walmart, Target, and Aldi are following the lead of many of their shoppers, that is, cutting back on options and going for cheaper brands. The search for deals also is hitting restaurant chains. Reuters says that with diners looking for ways to save, McDonald's, Chili's, and Domino's are seeing more business, while younger Americans are skipping higher-priced chains like Chipotle and Cava. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.